This is Felicia's Mark.
Hi, Mark. This is Nina at XPO Logistics. I'm calling to provide you with a rebid model number for the original measure. Says no fit, and they have a rebid model number for Sanders.
Okay, Sanders wall up. I'm on the highway.
Okay, you want me to just email you? Not a problem.
Yeah, I should be back in the office in about an hour.
Okay. I'll email you the update.
All right. The wall oven that was in there, the first one, said it didn't fit, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Because it was too deep, right?
Let's see. From Charles Vandegrift. Hello, Charles. Hello, I am not sure where the confusion lies, but the service provider sent this information to Home Depot yesterday. Neither the single oven or double oven fits with this model. The service provider owner emailed the notes highlighted.
Yeah, I think I remember that one. What it is, a customer has a microwave and a single oven.
Exactly.
They wanted to see if the double oven will fit. The double oven will fit, but it would need cabinet cuts and stuff like that. But my issue is that the electrical for the double oven is pulling more amperage than the single oven. So the electric is the issue. If they're going to go with this double oven, they would have to get their electrical updated. Now, the single oven they choose sits in the hole, but the depth was off by half inch. So they would just have to choose another single oven that has 23.5 inches deep, and then it would sit. You know, the single ones, they're pretty standard in size. Only the depth is only this issue on some of them, like the LG's are 24. But if they're going to like a GE or a Frigidaire, then it should sit. You know what I mean?
She gave me a model number, and it just says 27-inch double electric wall oven with built-in microwave.
Okay, what's the depth on that? You know?
It doesn't say. She just gave me a model number.
Okay. So the model number, we can't. I guess I have to check it on Home Depot's website with the model number.
You want me to ask her and then put it in your notes? Email message.
Yeah, just email it to me. I'll check it when I get in. I just want to know what kind of oven they're talking about. Is it a Whirlpool or is it a GE or?
Okay.
That new model number for the bid. You know the model? What is it? Is it a?
Yes.
The name brand?
It just says JK3800DHWW. 27 inches.
You think that's a kitchen? Yeah, let me just double check when I get up to the office. I should see if it fits. If it's a microwave oven combo, then it should fit. I just want to make sure the depth is 23.5 inches. If the depth is 23, then we're good to go.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if the electrical is going to pull that. I got to look on the amperage on the new one.
You said it requires 23 inches depth.
Correct. That's what the customer has. But what the customer has on the breaker is a 30-amp breaker. And if this new double oven that coming in is actually for a 40-amp breaker, then it's going to trip the breaker. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Breaker. So I got to check on the electrical, and I got to check on the depth.
Okay, so you said it requires a 40-amp breaker.
Yes, usually double ovens require 40-amp breakers. So, and if they have a single oven right now, I really doubt they have a 40-amp breaker on a single oven.
Yes.
They're usually 20 or 30, so they would have to get their electrical upgraded.
And you said, because I want to give her all this information, you said the electrical requires 40-amp breaker, needs to be updated. Single oven depth was the issue. And
correct. The depth is the only issue.
23 inches depth, and you're
23 and a half.
23 and a half. And you're inquiring about what type of, what model? Brand?
I just want to make sure the brand that they're picking. Because some of the brands, like KitchenAid, they're 24 inches. So that half-inch difference makes a difference. It'll stick out. You know what I mean? And it can't
what
be
brand?
It can't be in the store. If it's a KitchenAid, but if it's a GE or if it's a Whirlpool, then it should be okay, as long as it's 23. Most of the GEs are 23 and a half inches.
KitchenAid or GE recommended?
Yeah.
Or GE.
Or Whirlpool. Whirlpool and Kitchen. Whirlpool is the same. But I just got to make sure that the depth and the amperage is correct.
KitchenAid, Whirlpool, or GE?
This weather's killing me, man. Now I'm sweating my butt off.
What? And it's cold down here.
It was cold this morning. It was 38. Now it's like 64.
Oh, man.
This Orlando, man. It'll get you sick out here.
Oh, Orlando. Okay. Well, I'll send that update over to you, Mark.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Nina at XPM. Bye-bye.
Take care.